This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Let's start the week off with big news out of China, the world's second largest economy, one which is, we learned today, growing at a much slower rate than before. This matters for the rest of the world for a lot of reasons, one of which is that China is, in many ways, the hub of the global supply chain. It's the source of many of the products that are currently stuck on ships waiting outside U.S. ports or waiting to get even close to U.S. ports. But the country is also facing its own economic troubles. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
One big problem that China's economy is facing is its power supply. China's grid still relies heavily on coal, and lately, coal has been in short supply.
There was a natural disaster. There was some flooding that flooded parts of where they were producing coal.
Damian Ma is managing director of the think tank Macro Polo at the Paulson Institute. He says the factories that need that coal are having trouble making products other countries are buying.
It's really heavy industry in China, like steel, that is really facing the brunt of the power shortages, in part because they're the biggest energy guzzlers.
Meanwhile, China is implementing strict COVID safety measures at factories and ports, says Christopher Balding, senior fellow at the Henry Jackson Society.
So whether it's one individual that works at the port or whether it is potentially one shipment in an entire port that tests positive for COVID, they will shut down the entire port for 1 to 2 weeks.
Ports can always reopen, and China has plenty of coal it can mine, says Anne Stevenson-Yang at J Capital Research. What's more troubling long-term, she says, is China's real estate sector.
You know, this massive speculative market in real estate and excess construction.
Lately, there have been signs that the real estate market could be starting to crack. Stevenson-Yang says that could have a big impact on the wealth and purchasing power of Chinese consumers.
And then you're going to have secondary effect on international companies that have big businesses in China, like GM and P&G and Unilever, this type of company.
Moody's estimates that the property sector and other related industries make up nearly a quarter of China's GDP. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.